From Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Election Day is just over 7 weeks away, but election season starts next week with the beginning of early voting. One of the offices on the statewide ballot this year is Illinois Secretary of State. For the first time in the 21st century, there will not be an incumbent running for the position, as current Secretary of State Jesse White is not seeking re-election after 6 terms in office. Alexei Giannoulias, who served as treasurer of Illinois from 2007 to 2011, is the Democratic Party's nominee. He was born and raised in Chicago and is running on a platform of protecting voting rights, tightening state ethics laws, and modernizing the Secretary of State's office. We'd like to ask him about those topics and others. In fact, we were hoping today's first segment would be a forum between Giannoulias and his Republican opponent, but the Giannoulias campaign has not responded to more than half a dozen invitations via phone calls and emails to join us on the program. But we do have with us Illinois State Representative Dan Brady, who is in fact the Republican Party's nominee for Secretary of State. Brady is from Bloomington, first became an elected official in 1992 when he was elected as McLean County Coroner. He served in the Illinois House of Representatives since 2001. Brady defeated former prosecutor John Millhiser in the June 28th Republican primary, and he's running on a platform of, among other things, providing better driver's education, enhancing the office's services for older adults, and streamlining the office's services to reduce wait times. Representative Brady joins us now. Welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you, Brian. I appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah, elected in 2001 to the House. You must be, what, top 10 seniority? Pretty high up there.
I'm Deputy Republican Leader, so number two in the seniority. And I've certainly enjoyed my time in the Illinois House of Representatives, representing this part of Central Illinois. But this is an opportunity on many fronts of an office that, quite frankly, I've aspired to. I haven't been recruited for this office.
Well, yeah, let me ask you about that. I was just talking about sort of seniority, but yeah, why do you want to be Illinois Secretary of State?
Well, it's an office that I've been very interested in, not only from my time in private business, my time in county government, as you mentioned earlier, as county coroner, but and especially my time as state representative. In particular, in county government, as coroner, I became very passionately involved about organ and tissue donation. Began working with Secretary White then on a number of initiatives, and that carried over into my role as state representative, where I authored legislation dealing with first-person consent and co-sponsoring initiatives there, dealing with legislation where I was chief co-sponsor of reducing the number to 16 and 17 year olds to be on the organ and tissue donation registry with the parental opt-out, trying to boost those numbers of registration for organ and tissue donation. And then I also have authored legislation that's become law dealing with issues for seniors, defensive driving courses, an 8-hour course that they can take remotely now to help them reduce insurance premiums, as well as insurance and other areas related to the Secretary of State's office. And the Secretary of State's office, quite frankly, Brian, touches more lives on a daily basis than any other constitutional office in the state of Illinois. And then obviously from the political standpoint, Secretary White has decided not to seek re-election. This is an opportunity with the only executive branch office. This does not have an incumbent Democrat seeking re-election. And I think I've always been perceived as an individual, as representative, who's been able to work with both sides of the aisle to get things accomplished for my legislative district, but also dealing on a number of other issues. And the Secretary of State's office, as I said, is an office really I've aspired to.
Yeah, well, so this is, I think you made a great point, because, you know, we talk about corrections and higher education and all kinds of things around state government. But really, for I think probably the vast majority of Illinoisans, coming face to face with that employee, getting their license plate sticker or driver's license renewed or something like that, is their most frequent interaction with state government. So what, in your view, is not working with the current office and the way it's set up?
Well, there's several things, and when you talk about the office, yes, it touches more lives because of driver services, but it also deals in almost 21 other agencies that deal with everything from its own police force to business articles of incorporations, all the way down to becoming a notary public in the state of Illinois. It's the chief record keeper, the chief librarian in the state of Illinois. And so there's a variety of areas that over 4,000 employees in the Secretary of State's office has interaction and role with the general public. What's not working, what has not been working, and it's not just post-COVID, but it's been the volume of business and problems technology-wise for the office dealing with driver services and our over 96 facilities across the state of Illinois. Now, some are better than others, yes. There's been some movement on online services, meaning appointments, online appointments, trying to ease some of the congestion and the volume. But I think we need to take it much further than that. And I think not only, you know, an iCloud system, but an overall look at the technology side of things and bring the Secretary of State's office into the 21st century. There's a number of initiatives and ideas I have for that. And that's what I've been talking about on the campaign trail. And it's been, quite frankly, warmly received.
You know, you mentioned the fact that the Secretary of State is also the Illinois State Librarian, and that puts me in mind the free speech organization PEN America has said more than 1,600 book titles were banned in school libraries across the country this past year, and we've seen these cases in Illinois, certainly. And these are primarily books by and about people who are Black or Latino or LGBT. As someone running to be the state librarian, do you think these bans or challenges of books are appropriate?
I think, first off, we have to look at, as the chief librarian, the role of the Secretary of State's office with libraries, over 5,000, I might add, across the state of Illinois, really focuses on the conduit of grant funding, whether it's federal dollars that are passed through to the states or whether it's the Secretary of State's office itself. And as far as banning books or what goes into those libraries are governed by local boards. Now, there are issues that arise, as you've indicated, and have across the state of Illinois about the content of what's in these libraries. That's left up to local control. Now, the Secretary of State's office certainly could be brought in and looked at such, you know, situations that, if nothing more, may have to try and resolve that are on local levels that have caused conflicts and problems. But overall, it's the operations of dollars that goes towards grants to those local libraries across the state of Illinois. And then also, just recently, for instance, in my particular area, legislative area, the actual public library construction grant program that Secretary of State's office runs, just recently the Bloomington Library had an expansion and received $5.7 million in grant funding for that expansion of the Bloomington Library from a construction side of things. So it's a wide area that Secretary of State's office is involved with as chief librarian, but the content of what's going into the library.
No, and I understand it's a local decision, but I mean, as the state librarian, you have this position of, what would you say, moral leadership, maybe, with regard to books and ideas. So, I mean, do you think it's appropriate to be banning books because, you know, some people in the community don't like what's in them?
Well, I think as a good Secretary of State, as chief librarian, you're going to have contacts with local control, with individuals that are on the local library boards, and leave those decisions to them and to the locals. If it, you know, is the situation that causes problems, confrontation, then the Secretary of State's office could review the content of what's going into public libraries. But that local control and the local boards, that's where it rests, at least on the front lines, in my opinion, as far as becoming the next Secretary of State.
Okay. So it doesn't sound like you would, you know, sort of give a speech saying like, no, we ought not to be banning books. You think whatever the local community does, that's up to them.
Well, I think that's the place to start. And as I've said, if you have confrontation and problems with what's going on in a local library, that's what that local board is supposed to be all about. What the citizens bring up to their concerns need to be heard by that local library. If, in fact, it can't be resolved there, then that might be the appropriate time for the Secretary of State's office to look at content. But I see the Secretary of State's office as the chief librarian, not so much as deciding what's on the shelves, but as an individual who's going to make sure that there's funding in programs such as the Public Library Construction Grant Program. And the operations of one of the things that I want to do, Brian, is look at local libraries across the state, especially in the southern region, that needs help funding with broadband, with internet access. There's some libraries that don't even have that. That's my primary focus.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with State Representative Dan Brady, who is the Republican nominee for Illinois Secretary of State. The office is vacant for the first time in decades. We had hoped this would be a forum with Alexei Giannoulias, the Democratic nominee, but he has not responded to our requests to come on the program. As long as we're talking about sort of big picture ideas, a question I've been asking pretty much every Republican office holder or candidate I talked to in the past couple of years is, who won the 2020 presidential election and was it free and fair?
Well, every indication that I've seen it is the president of the United States we have right now, and that's President Biden, won the election. And while there's always room for improvements as far as free and fair, you know, that's in the eye of the beholder as far as the electorate goes. But certainly I contend and believe that our president today is President Biden. He won the election.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask, you mentioned fees, and I know it's part of your platform. Your campaign announced last week to reduce license plate fees by $50 a year. Can you talk about, you know, what's behind that decision? And should the state make up for that with another source of revenue or, you know, add to the backlog of road and bridge repairs? How do you make that work financially?
Well, first off, we talked about reducing fees by in a temporary situation, much like reduction in the gas tax that's presently being assessed in, across the state of Illinois, grocery tax, and the list goes on. But, you know, when we look at what was that 8.3% rise just this last year, on the consumer price index, you know, what citizen is getting that type of percentage increase in their daily allotment of funds in the way of a paycheck? And they're not. And so looking at ways we could help, there's two things I hear a lot about on the trail, Brian. One is, can you cut the wait times in facilities? Number one. Number two, how about reducing some of the fees? And if you go back just to last year, trailer fees that were increased, were reduced permanently, quite frankly, by the legislature, and I voted to support that. So it can be done. On this base, we're looking at standard license plate renewal fees in 2023 would be reduced from $151 to $101. Personalized plates would drop from $158 to $108, and then vanity plates from $164 to $114. And then those current license plate renewal rates would return in 2024. This would help even on a temporary basis, we'll have to make the decisions across the state. Do I get my pen? Do I get my groceries? There's a lot of people that have more than one vehicle. It can have the deduction. How do you make that up? Certainly the budget has been set for the states off to carry my representative part of the process, and budgetary oversight gives me another leg up in the Secretary of State's race as far as my concern, and look at that is for set that to the 1st of 2023. Where can you make up some of the?
Let me. I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you, Representative. And we're having some issues with your Zoom connection. I don't know if we want to try and our producers can try and get you on a telephone line here. We only have a few minutes left in our conversation, but we were experiencing a lot of dropouts there. So I'm going to vamp for a second here while they try and reconnect with you. Listeners, if just to remind you, we're speaking with State Representative Dan Brady, who is the Republican Party's nominee for the Illinois Secretary of State's office. He's from Bloomington. He's been in the Illinois House of Representatives since 2001. He's running against Democrat Alexei Giannoulias, who served as state treasurer back from 2007 to 2011. Later went on to run for U.S. Senate and lost that election. And we had hoped to have Mr. Giannoulias with us today, but his campaign has not responded to multiple requests by phone and email to join us on the call. All right, we're going to go back to the Zoom and hope the connection has stabilized a little. We have a caller from Paul from Sycamore called in, and I don't think we have time to take his call, but he did want to know about electric license plate fees for electric vehicles. Would you support a significant reduction there? As you know, that fee is way higher than it is for combustion engine vehicles in Illinois as of just a few years ago.
It certainly would be something I would look at. The increase in the purchase of electric vehicles
I think would have to certainly obviously offset a reduction for that. And certainly it would be something that I would look at, but I think the volume that is there right now doesn't dictate that, no.
So why should that fee be so much higher than it is for combustion license plates?
Well, I think it's the same reason that electric vehicles cost so much more than what other vehicles are. I mean, I represent the area of Rivian production manufacturing right now. And as they roll vehicles out, and like anything that is new, the actual amount of supply versus demand is what has to be balanced off. And I think when you see that supply versus demand balance off, if you will, you'll see reduction in cost. And when you see that, you're going to be able to see potentially other areas of reduction of cost. But right now, what we're talking about is the volume of business that is done through Secretary of State's office on renewals, and that is for gas-powered vehicles.
Okay. State Representative Dan Brady is the Republican nominee for Illinois Secretary of State. Representative Brady, thank you so much for joining us today on the 21st Show.
Brian, thanks for the opportunity. I look forward to visiting back with you.
And as we transition from vehicles in the Secretary of State's office, we're going to be talking about trains after the break and our transportation theme start of our show today. This is the 21st Show. More to come. Stay with us.